Welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, September 12th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of events news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. State Roundup. Transit spending plan puts its budget on more solid ground. Crime is down, but more guns are available. State officials express grief, horror over MAGA activist Charlie Kirk's killing. Maryland officials are relieved as the transportation spending plan helps balance the budget for coming years. Health officials aim to clarify the confusing COVID vaccine landscape. While crime is down in Baltimore, the availability of guns is on the rise. The Board of Public Works approves funding to expand placements for foster children. Maryland leaders express grief over the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Annapolis mayoral candidates present their cases before the upcoming primary election. Baltimore community organizations oppose Governor Wes Moore's plan for increased policing. Baltimore City Council President Zeke Cohen is named an Aspen Institute Ascend Fellow. Woodbridge Elementary successfully combats chronic absenteeism. Dr. Ben Carson's proposed solar farm faces challenges in Baltimore County. A lawsuit against Harford County by former tourism organization Visit Harford is dismissed.
Hunky's Cedar Springs hosts art show and auction featuring local celebrities on September 17, 2025. Hunky's Cedar Springs is hosting an art show and auction on September 17, 2025, featuring custom portraits by artist Becca Waugh, inspired by classic menu items. The event will benefit the Cedar Springs Merchant Association, supporting neighborhood initiatives. Local celebrities like Kevin Miller and Lee Daugherty will have portraits auctioned. The evening includes a VIP reception and a general reception open to the community with art demonstrations and refreshments. A $10 donation at the door supports CSMA. Partners like Just Enough Wines and US Foods make the event possible. Hunky's Cedar Springs, a neighborhood staple since 1984, continues its tradition of community celebration.
Time travel adventure, The Wandspringer, explores the history of the Berlin Wall. In the time travel adventure, The Wandspringer, young Ellie travels back to East Berlin to save her father and uncover the secrets of the Berlin Wall. With courage and determination, Ellie seeks help from the legendary spy known as The Wandspringer. This middle grade novel delves into the history of post-World War II Germany and the totalitarian regime of East Berlin. Written by Robert C. Edgar, a professor at York St. John University, the book is available in both paperback and ebook formats. Join the York Literature Festival for a book launch at the York Explore Library on October 23rd at 6 p.m. to celebrate the release. Foolscap and Quill, an independent publisher based in Colorado, USA, has been publishing books for over 35 years.
EMAM's newest version release features a free on-prem AI tool. EMAM is set to release the beta version of its newest version 6.0 at IBC 2025, featuring a new AI connector called EMAM Next that enhances untagged videos for easier organization. This update also includes a simplified interface for sharing media in the online library without added licensing costs. EMAM President David Miller announced a free perpetual license for new customers throughout the year, offering on-premise AI options for secure and cost-effective usage. The new version integrates with Cutting Room for media creation, offers more storage and archive options, and provides tools for easier media search and utilization. With over 100 integrated technology partners, EMAM continues to empower organizations to create and distribute media efficiently.
Ultra-low mileage 1983 Mazda RX-7 GSL joins the DFW Car and Toy Museum collection. The DFW Car and Toy Museum has added a rare 1983 Mazda RX-7 GSL to its collection. This well-preserved brown RX-7 part of the Ron Sturgeon collection, has less than 4,000 original miles. Featuring Mazda's 1.1-liter 12 rotary engine, the GSL trim offers premium equipment and a unique driving experience. Equipped with pop-up headlights, sunroof, electric windows, cruise control, and more, this RX-7 showcases state-of-the-art features from its time. Owner Ron Sturgeon expressed excitement about sharing this gem with visitors, highlighting the RX-7's spirit as a true driver's car. The museum, located in Fort Worth, now houses over 200 collector vehicles and 3,000 vintage toys and memorabilia, making it a must-visit destination for automotive enthusiasts.
USGBC-CA's 2025 Net Zero Accelerator Cohort, helping drive viable building tech into impactful CA markets. USGBC California is proud to announce the 2025 cohort of the Net Zero Accelerator, focused on net zero innovation for the built environment. This year's program features companies offering practical solutions in energy, water, materials, HVAC, platforms, and waste. These companies come from various locations, showcasing California's role as a testbed for real estate solutions. The program has helped over 100 companies secure pilot deployments, advancing economic performance in the state. The six-month program offers strategic support and practical opportunities for pilot-ready technologies. The annual NZA Community Meet and Greet on September 12, 2025, will feature rapid-fire presentations and advisor matchmaking. For more information, visit the USGBC California website.
Energy and magic among Burgess yachts set to spellbound at the Monaco Yacht Show. Burgess, the global leader in luxury yachting, is set to make waves at the Monaco Yacht Show with a fleet that blends sheer size with undeniable allure. From the enchanting sailing yacht Magic to impressive superyachts like Here Comes the Sun and Energy, each vessel showcases exceptional design, performance, and craftsmanship. Burgess will showcase a lineup of yachts including Here Comes the Sun, Energy, Stella Mai, Scott Free, Nita K2, Latania, Magic, and Hemisphere. The Monaco Yacht Show is an essential event for superyacht aficionados and serious buyers, and Burgess invites interested parties to schedule viewings or inquiries via email or their website. With 17 offices globally, Burgess is the industry leader in yachts over 30 meters, offering professional services in sale and purchase, charter, new construction, management, crew services, and insurance.
Autodoc to publish first half-year report 2025 and host a conference call on the 16th of September 2025. Autodoc SE, the leading online retailer for vehicle spare parts and accessories in Europe, will publish its first half-year 2025 report on September 16, 2025. CEO Dimitri Zadaroni and CFO Lennart Schmidt will present operational and financial developments during a conference call at 11 a.m. CEST. To register for the call, visit the Autodoc webcast link provided. Autodoc, founded in 2008, has grown into a major e-commerce player with a product assortment of 6.7 million SKUs, generating €1.6 billion in sales revenue in 2024, Autodoc operates in 27 European countries and employs around 5,000 people. For investor inquiries, contact Stephanie Steiner, Director of Investor Relations.
Venture Atlanta announces 2025 lineup of breakthrough tech companies. Venture Atlanta has announced the lineup of breakthrough tech companies for its 2025 event, featuring 86 companies and expected to draw over 1,600 attendees. The event will showcase companies from across the Southeast and provide networking opportunities for startups, investors, and ecosystem builders. Alumni success stories like Flock Safety and Viva Finance highlight the event's impact, with a $375,000 investment prize up for grabs in pitch competitions. Keynote speaker Garrett Langley, CEO of Flock Safety, will share insights from his journey. Venture Atlanta 2025 is presented by Invesco QQQ and supported by sponsors like JP Morgan and Cherry Bickert. Register before last call pricing begins on September 27th to join this premier tech event.
Tastes of Thai Select Festival brings authentic Thai flavors to 28 Liberty Plaza. On Thursday, September 18th, 28 Liberty Plaza will host the Tastes of Thai Select Festival, featuring 14 Thai Select certified restaurants and vendors. Attendees can enjoy authentic Thai dishes, live cooking demonstrations, traditional dance performances, and music. The event, organized by Halo at 28 Liberty, will also include cultural booths showcasing Thailand's rich heritage. The festival is part of the Global Thai Select Initiative, certifying restaurants for authentic Thai cuisine. Halo at 28 Liberty, a premier event venue in Lower Manhattan, offers 30,000 square feet of space for a wide array of events. The festival is free and open to the public from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. For more information about Thai Select and participating restaurants, visit the Thai Select website.
Q&A with Carmen Conrad, Senior Vice President, Head of Marketing, Byline Bank. Carmen Conrad, Senior Vice President, Head of Marketing for Byline Bank, recently discussed the decision to sponsor the Chicago Transit Authority's No. 128 Soldier Field Express bus route for the Bears 2025-2026 season. This partnership aims to increase visibility and brand recognition for Byline among local business owners, entrepreneurs, and investors. Byline's personalized, community-based approach to banking is highlighted through this campaign, emphasizing their commitment to supporting Chicagoland communities and businesses. The goal is to become the go-to bank for businesses in the area, building trust and familiarity. With decades of experience and a deep understanding of Chicago's economic landscape, Byline is uniquely positioned to guide businesses through uncertain times and help them thrive. The response to the campaign has been positive, with excitement building as Byline's brand becomes more visible throughout the city.
Code Ninjas debuts in Greensboro, bringing video game-based learning to kids. Code Ninjas, the nation's largest and fastest-growing kids coding franchise, is opening its newest location in Greensboro on September 20th. Located at 2961 Battleground Ave, the center will help children ages 5 to 14 learn computer coding, robotics, and other STEM skills through interactive video game projects. To celebrate the grand opening, Code Ninjas of Greensboro will host a community event on Saturday, September 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Families can enjoy free workshops, games, giveaways, prizes, and sweet treats. The Greensboro Chamber of Commerce will be on site to welcome the new business, and Miracle Dojos will make a $2,000 donation to Duke Children's Hospital. Families who register during the event will receive a founder's promotion, including a waived $50 registration fee and 10% off membership. Meet the local owners. The Greensboro Code Ninjas is proudly owned by Miles and Ashley Martin, a husband and wife team with deep roots in the Triad. Miles has more than 20 years of experience in IT and cybersecurity, and together they share a passion for giving children opportunities to explore technology and coding. Code Ninjas helps children ages 5 to 14 build practical skills in coding, problem solving, and critical thinking through a structured curriculum modeled after martial arts. By the end of the program, each child will have created and published their own app, gaining real-world experience and confidence with technology in a fun, supportive setting. Code Ninjas Greensboro offers flexible weeknight drop-in sessions, weekend camps, and parents' night out events.
Biomed News Breaks, Kairos Pharma Ltd., CAPE, to host KOL event on Phase 2 ENV-105 prostate cancer trial. Kairos Pharma Ltd. will host a key opinion leader event on September 18, 2025 at 5 p.m. ET to discuss interim efficacy results from its Phase 2 trial of lead candidate ENV-105 in advanced prostate cancer. CEO Dr. John Yu stated the event will highlight safety and efficacy findings from the ENV-105 and apalutamide combination therapy, with expert perspectives on addressing cancer drug resistance. ENV-105 aims to reverse drug resistance by targeting CD105 and restore the effectiveness of standard therapies across multiple cancer types. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at it/ibn.fm/kappa.
UNCF Chicago hosts 42nd annual UNCF Walk for Education this Saturday at Burnham Park. The United Negro College Fund, UNCF, will host its 42nd annual Chicago Walk for Education this Saturday at Burnham Park. The event starts at 9 a.m. and aims to provide scholarships to students in need. Participants can choose between a 5K walk-run or a 10K bike-skate. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson and Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle will chair the event with omnichannel radio personality Devontae Stone Pony Stone as the MC. The walk honors grand marshals including Dr. Macaline King, Reggie Summerize, Lady Vanessa Alexander, Donovan Isaac Juki the Kid, and Frankie Robinson. The event supports underrepresented college graduates and aims to increase college readiness and graduation rates. To register, visit uncf.org/chicagowalk. For more information and sponsorship opportunities, contact UNCF at 312-845-2200. Follow the event on social media using LaceUp4UNCF, UNCF Chicago, and UNCF Chicago.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.